obviously the world is in a pandemic, Veronica. And as we were planning the event, you know, obviously June 19th, Juneteenth happens every year. And as we were in the planning stages, we asked ourselves, how were we going to be effective? And we landed on having a virtual event because we knew that we could put all of our energy and all of our planning efforts and skills towards that virtual event versus having something that was in, that would be virtual. And then if something were to happen with the pandemic, we would have to have pivoted. So we just focus on it being virtual. What virtual does is allow, and I think it's a great opportunity, particularly because this is Boulder County's inaugural Juneteenth celebration. And so while, of course, we would have loved to have had it be in person, but when we sit back and when we think about it, by it being virtual, this is going to be in the catalogs and it could be pulled up here on out forever, you know, because it's virtual and it's going to be online, going to be on our YouTube page. So I think, you know, we're looking at it from an optimistic place and looking at the opportunities that it would allow for us for it to be virtual.
This being Boulder County's inaugural Juneteenth celebration, that's an incredible accomplishment and you are setting an important precedent. So tell us about the event and what you have in store.
Absolutely. So the planning is being organized through the Executive Committee for African American Cultural Events and the NAACP of Boulder County. And when we think about what we have in store, it's going to be an incredible program. What do I mean by that? Not only will you get the history of Juneteenth, because the reality is many folks don't know what Juneteenth is. If you're watching the news, you know that the United States Senate passed a bill that is now making Juneteenth a national and federally recognized holiday. And so when we're going to go through our program on Saturday, it's going to be historical to give you the understanding of why Juneteenth is important. And I want to know, when we say Juneteenth, Juneteenth, 1865 is the day that General Gordon Granger went to Galveston, Texas and told the enslaved folks down in Galveston, Texas that they were free. Now, we know that the Emancipation Proclamation was signed in 1863, January 1 of 1863. That's two full years that folks were still enslaved, not knowing that they had been emancipated. And so we celebrate Juneteenth as African Americans because that is our Independence Day. That's when the last enslaved folks in Galveston, Texas, learned that they were free. And you could imagine the jubilation that happened there. Now, you may be wondering, well, why did it take 2 years? Because here's the reality. Slave owners chose to ignore the Emancipation Proclamation because they wanted to get another year of harvest, right? And unfortunately, that did happen. But we're thankful that Juneteenth, we can celebrate Juneteenth, and we can celebrate Juneteenth, June 19th, 1865. And Juneteenth is a merger between the words June and 19th. So we put them together and we get Juneteenth. And so when we think about our program that's going to be happening on Saturday, you're going to get those words that I just mentioned, the historical pieces on Juneteenth. And then we're focusing on our theme, Black excellence through talent, service, and excellence. And so we're going to hear from young people who are poets. We're going to see some spoken word. We're going to see dancing. We also have children author Alice Faye Duncan, who's going to be featuring snippets from her book about Miss Opalie, the grandmother of Juneteenth. So if there's children, there's going to be a story that's going to be read during the program. And then we're going to have our feature, which is Miss Opalie, 94 years old. And she is known as the grandmother of Juneteenth. And thus far, she's collected 1.5 million signatures to get Juneteenth become a federally recognized holiday. And she was leading that charge. You know, she delivered those signatures about 6 or so years ago, and she needed 1.5 more. But clearly, you know, the United States Congress has made Juneteenth a federally recognized holiday. And I had the opportunity to connect with Miss Opalie's granddaughter. And I asked her, I said, how is she taking the news? And she said she's excited. She's cautiously optimistic as she's waiting to hear the debate, because we know that the House was debating the bill. And so she said she was cautiously optimistic. But to hear those words from Miss Opalie's granddaughter, to hear how she was taking the news. Again, Miss Opalie is 94 years old, and you'll see my interview with her on Saturday. Had the privilege and the opportunity to interview her, to hear her story. You know, she spent many years dedicated to making Juneteenth become a nationally recognized holiday here in the United States. And in part of my interview, I asked her, what is her legacy? And she said, you know, boy, I really wish that they will hurry up and make Juneteenth a national holiday, because I have other things to do. And she's just a spark of energy at 94 years old. And I say all that to you all, because as you all are listening, I really hope that you take a moment and tune in and register for our event to hear the history, to see the talent, to hear about service here in the Boulder County. We're thankful to have Ms. Opal Lee be featured. We're also featuring, as I mentioned, youth. We have a Denver Public School student who's going to share spoken word with us. And we're also featuring Boulder High School's Black Student Alliance, where they're going to talk about their efforts and what they're doing and how they're serving their fellow peers at Boulder High School.
The country is just barely beginning to start to reckon with its history of the Black community and starting to acknowledge it. And Juneteenth is that step of recognizing the triumphs and excellence of the Black community, especially here in Boulder County. Setting an inaugural precedent is so vital. Can you describe what it's like to be at this precipice to celebrate this event on Saturday?
Absolutely. And I want to just mention something that you mentioned there, Veronica, about the country recognizing. Now, we have to understand that Black history is American history. We have to recognize that. And they're not mutually exclusive. They're one and the same. We understand the fabric of this country. And we understand that for hundreds of years, America participated in chattel slavery. We can't overlook that. We cannot overlook that. And as you mentioned, it is time for the country to recognize these events. And for Juneteenth to become a federally recognized holiday is a step forward in that. Now, obviously, there's much more to go, right? We think about that. We think about all the other social inequities that are existing. But this is a catalyst that I'm really hoping that the nation and everyone, and even the folks who are listening, they understand that. When we think about other countries in the world, and we think about the apartheid and different things that have taken place across the globe, and if you look at how those countries move past those pieces, they reconciled it and they acknowledged it. That's the difference between the United States and other countries. America has to acknowledge what took place during chattel slavery. Now, with Juneteenth becoming a federally recognized holiday, that's one step in acknowledging it, right? Because we understand the importance of something becoming a federally recognized holiday. But there's much, much more to go. And so I mentioned that when you say being a part of this opportunity to celebrate the inaugural celebration, I can tell you, Veronica, I am honored. I am privileged. I am thankful. Had the opportunity to speak to Boulder City Council, had the opportunity to speak with the mayor of Longmont and city council folks and Longmont and city council folks for Boulder, and even Erie and Louisville, spoke with the mayor of Louisville. And they're all supporting this. And when you think about it, many major cities across the country, you think about the Atlantas, the Philadelphias, the New York, the St. Louis, the Los Angeles, those cities have always had their Juneteenth celebrations. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and growing up, Milwaukee always had a very robust Juneteenth celebration. Now, for this celebration to happen here in the Boulder Valley is huge because you can see the growth and the knowledge that folks have. But then you can see folks are, again, we hear that word recognized. Folks are recognizing the importance of Juneteenth, and we are bringing it to the people to expand the knowledge of others so that they understand it. So I'm honored to be a part of this moment, to bring the history and to celebrate, because we have to realize, you know, Juneteenth is about celebration. For our program that's happening on Saturday, we're going to mix in that history piece because this is the first one, and we really want folks to understand why Juneteenth is important. But when you look at Juneteenth celebrations across the country, they are celebrations. Those are the parades. Those are the pageants. It's the vendor fairs. You have the scholarships that are being given away. You have concerts. It's a celebratory event. You know, back in 1866, when they first started celebrating Juneteenth, they were roasting hogs and steers and dances, and folks would come dressed in their finest clothes. So Juneteenth has always been a celebration, and I'm excited to bring that celebration here to the Boulder Valley.
Well, for more information and to register for this event, where can people go?
Absolutely. If folks want to go to our Facebook page, we are the Executive Committee for African American Cultural Events. Events is with an S, Boulder County. So Executive Committee for African American Cultural Events, Boulder County. If you type that into Facebook, you will go to our page and you will see all the registration information that is there. You will sign up for the Eventbrite, and we will get you the link for our program that's going to happen on Saturday.
We are speaking with Dr. DeAndre Taylor, the director of the organizing committee for the inaugural virtual Juneteenth celebration in Boulder County. Dr. Taylor, thank you for speaking with us.
Absolutely. And Veronica, if I can mention one more thing here, I know that there are other organizations here in the Boulder Valley that have they are also celebrating Juneteenth. And I implore us as groups for us to come together to plan these celebratory events. We have the Boulder County's NAACP. We have the Executive Committee for African-American Cultural Events. We have to come together to plan these events. We can't have these one-off pockets of events that are occurring. So if folks are listening and you know folks who are planning their own Juneteenth celebrations, hey folks, let's come together and make a huge event that can rival Denver's event, because Denver's events happen on Saturday too. Now we're not making it a competition, but we can only imagine if we bring all of us together, we can have a mighty blow versus being separate.